We started to speak last week about this shocking koyach of Dimyon. So Dimyon, besides acting what we spoke last week, when Perek Chamishi over here, page Kufnun, besides the Dimyon acting as the pipeline which brings the midas to Maisa, that means the midas is a ruchni, is the kakar that sits in a person, the mida activates the Dimyon to think about the picture that the mida wants. The mida wants kas, it envisions a picture of kas. The mida wants taiva, it envisions a picture of taiva. We started to speak last week that there's another nekuta over here, that Dimyon is the opposite, the extreme opposite of seichel. Haseichel shoyef le'emes u'metzias. The seichel, intelligence of a person, is longing for truth and for reality. Val yodoi, and through the seichel, anu oindim al hasagas ruchnius, we are able to establish ruchniusdik accomplishments. Val chiyuvenu b'olam, we're able to get a clarity with our job in this world. That's what the seichel does. Omnam, but Gama Dimyon mishtamish b'cheshboine sichliyim b'chdei la'amiz lonu es hashifu l'tanugim o es hapachar b'fnei asoinus. It's true that the Dimyon, the fantasy world of a person, uses logical cheshboines in order that the, in other words, a person, let's say, has a Dimyon, he's thinking about all types of hanos, all types of tanugim. So you're going to think about it, you're going to daydream about it, you're going to fantasize about it within the rules of logic. You're not going to think about something that can't be. Oh, yes, a pachad b'fnei asoinus. Or, for example, a person's a pachdan, and he sits and he has dimyonis and fantasies about all types of catastrophes that can happen. So it's also mixed in with seichel. I mean, there's seichel over there, which is running the fantasies. You don't stop think about that one day the sun is going to come crashing down on you because the earth, the koyach of gravity, which holds whatever it is, I didn't think physics of earth. The whichever koyach holds everything about it. Sometimes you sleep at night, worried. Don't you worry about the sun will fall one day? Why don't you worry the sun's going to fall one day? All the other pchodim you have are all types of things. What's holding up in the sky? And the globe can go hurtling down into space and end up in Mars at the speed of light. Why do you worry about everything? I see some of you, yeah. What do you think about lying in bed at night if not that? Chazor of the sukkah. Plan is vinted, dissolving enough. Torbi chadjoima, taininon. But we're not. I mean, the person has fears. And when a person thinks about and fantasizes and has medame his fears, everybody with their own fears. I know that each of you are saying that I'm the only one who has fears. How does he know that the other guy has fears? I know. Say that. I can see it on your forehead exactly what your fears are. Okay? Is the pshat is that everybody has fears, and you fantasize about fears that make sense. Nobody thinks about things that are crazy. So the Dimyon works within limitations of the seichel. What happens? Ulufa'amim, now he says a sentence which applies to all of us. Kosher lahavchin, it's hard to differentiate as machshavaseinu, whether our thoughts, b'seichel tohar yisoidon, are they in pure intelligence, or b'dimyon, or they're pure fantasy. Right? A guy could be thinking that I'm going to get a job in the summer, and I'm going to make $10,000 selling lemonade. Right? Is that seichel or dimyon? Now, everybody has had thoughts like that cross your mind. Some people think a million, some people think selling cars, but the idea is the same idea. I said as simple as $10,000 selling lemonade. Thoughts like that cross a person's mind on an average of every 10 minutes. Things like that. I'm wrong, I'm exaggerating. It's more than every 10 minutes. It's less, but for sure, is that a seichel tikazach or a dimyon tikazach? What does that say?
He's selling coke,
can't
then, for
myself. Say that again?
He's selling coke.
Fine, thank you. That's an important addition. No? Is that seichel or is that dimyon? What? Now, thoughts like that, if you're not thinking and learning, and you're not ligging and learning, right? If you're not thinking and learning, and not ligging and learning, that's what a person thinks about. What are you busy thinking about all day? What are we thinking about all day? Thoughts like that, other things. We're not going into details. Is that seichel or is that dimin? So it's a very, very dangerous mixture of a lot of dimin and a little bit of seichel. That means there is such a thing as lemonade and there is such a thing as $10,000. The chances that you're going to connect the two are very weak. Right? But the person thinks machshavas like that. Think about it. You don't have to tell me anything, you don't have to say anything, but think about the machshavas that go through your head when you're not thinking about the Zogia Panya's been to the Zav Minach. What are you thinking about? What are you planning out? So everyone has everything planned out. We spoke last week that everyone has the whole past, present, and future in their head. And it's all a mixture of dimyon with seichel. There's a drop of seichel, there's a lot of dimyon. And the point is that it comes out that a person is spending most of his life in dimyon land. Most of his life is not in the real world. That's what he says. Hadimyon er... Oh, it's like a normal line here. Yep. Pichus v'simas leiv. You need a lot of wisdom and a lot of attention. Miyuched is drushus lazeh. Continues the mechaber. Hadimyon er ba'adam yaldusay. Haloi, a person's world of fantasy, a person's world of dimyon is awake and active in a person from childhood. More than that, tinoik v'yeled hinem yitzurei dimyon. A child is a creation of fantasy. One minute he's a pirate, one minute he's a cowboy, one minute he's a policeman, next minute he's a fireman, and that's his whole mahos. It's not a zaiti gezach, right? That's his whole mahos. He doesn't have anything else going on. His whole life is dimyon. That's what he does. He's building castles in the sand and he's building skyscrapers with his games. That's what he is. Pa'amim rabbis, many times, there's a painful line coming up here. Tikkun dimyonis yaldusim ba'adam. Childish fantasies and dimyonis are stuck in a person's head. Ve'eino yochol lishtacher mehem. For example, when you were 3 years old, you wanted to be a fireman. You were excited when the fire trucks go by. But when you're 40, you find yourself saying the same thing, that you would just love to be riding that truck down the street. Right? So the pshat is, I see that you have to be 40 for that even. You hear? Is many times he says, Tikkun dimyonis yaldutim, stupid, childish fantasies are stuck in a person's head, ve'eino yochol lishtacher mehem, and he can't free himself from them, gam b'yosem mevugur, even when he becomes an adult. Echad ha'choykrim b'koychas ha'nefesh amar, one of the people who studied the koychas ha'nefesh, he said, lu haya dimyonis, quote, lu haya dimyonis v'hu ve'adam ro'im mushchasim, Bishlam, if the fantasies of a person and his thoughts would be bad and evil, ki oz hayulay lachol apachas kedai li lachem hem. So then there would be a motivation to fight them. Avol leroiv, but on the most part, hinem yaldutim. They're immature. At kedai kach, so stupid. She adam is bayish. A person's embarrassed. Umenasa litchosam. He tries to push them away. Ulesalkom itoych hakar also to get rid of them from his consciousness. When he feels she'einam holmim klal adam avugra, they're not appropriate for an adult. Ulam gam bivoyenu l'shanim, when he gets older, mitoisvim adds on dimyonis chadashim, new fantasies, and therefore comes the final line. Roiv bnei adam, most people mevalim kol shenoseim, spend their whole lives b'tipuach dimyonis, in developing fantasies. Sheheim heim hamimalim is korach shelima, which fills up all the senses of their heart. He's saying something very painful. There's come out no other sefer that's available today that says the truth, like he's saying. But he's saying the truth. And the reason why he's saying the truth over here is not to get anybody depressed and not to get anybody upset. First of all, it's a nechama, right? Tzaras rabim chatzi nechama. If the Ali Shor himself, if the grace of Mashgiach himself writes that this is the matziv, so first of all he knows, and second of all we all know that he's saying the truth. So the etzem fact that we have a zam matziv in our head, we know that we're not crazy. But why is he writing this? Why don't you see this in any other sefer that you've ever read? No other sefer causes such pain and says the truth and says you're still dreaming about being a cowboy and a pirate and an Indian. Why? His pshat is that this sefer that we're learning is telling you to get in touch with yourself. And this sefer is saying that if you're not going to understand everything that's going on, so you're never going to be able to fix yourself. That's why we're learning Das Atzmenu. Now he's saying something shocking which nobody pays attention to. Haloi, a major percentage of a person's Koichas HaNefesh and Machshoves are spent on Dimyon. Yet, a person doesn't walk around with that hargosha, correct? Nobody walks around with the hargosha that a third of his time, or 20% of his time, or 10% of his time is pure fantasy, not reality. And we said last week that we're not exaggerating the numbers, because we said last week that when you sit down and learn a Rashi, sit down and learn a Tosfos, the amount of clips that go through a person's mind in an average hour, which can range from his entire history of life, from kindergarten until nursing home, you can be thinking about what you're having for lunch when you're 870. You have a choice of two choices of what he calls, right? And you're picking. A person can imagine anything. The dimming has no limitation. It's gewaldic. Rabbi Shaul Salanter writes in the first letter, right? The seichel is also, the seichel is limited. The seichel can do something which doesn't make sense. The dimming has no limit of time or place. You could be landing on the moon, and you could be back at your bar mitzvah, and the no steer all in 1 second, all in the middle of trying to learn a Tosfos. In between Tosfos Kash and Tosfos Teretz. The pshat is that we spend a huge amount of time in dimyon land. And if a person doesn't recognize this, you can't fix yourself up. You don't know what's going on in your life. And until a person recognizes that a major chunk of his life is not attached to seichel, so you go weit, and you go weit, and you go weit, and you let this part of your life, we'll call it rot or rust away, and it means that there's a major part of your life where you probably don't exist. And like he says, Roy b'nei Adam, most people, mevalim kol shenoseim, b'tipach d'miyayne, sheheim heim amalim, es kol rachashay libam. Excuse me. Ilu ratzino lilmoid, rak kechas hanefesh hashoinim. If we would just be making an encyclopedia or a list of the different koichos hanefesh that a person has, so then the koich of fantasy of dimyon wouldn't take up such a place in our description. We would put it in the list of the koichos that the Rambam describes in the Shmoneh Prakim, which are hazon, hamargish, hamedame, hamisoyer, hasichli. For Rambam, mitar shomas adimim, shu fantasia, right? Fantasy. That's if we're looking to make an encyclopedia, a scientific list of the koichos that operate inside a person. Ulam bat, bebchinas yedias atzmenu, but if we want to get in touch with ourselves, teiflis hadimim makum chashuv moed, the dimyon takes up a very important place. He says again, a very painful line. Ki anu chayim ba'olam hadimyon, Yaser me asher b'chol shar olamos haruchanim. We live in a world of fantasy more than any other spiritual world. Our ikur kvias moishav yeshiva is in a world of dimyon. Now, besides all the other damages of a person sitting in a world of dimyon, when a person is living in a world of dimyon, he's living in a world of sheker. That means it's a world without a lohava. It's a world without meaning. It's a world without potential. It's a world without a matora to live in, because you're detached from reality. You're detached from emes. So when a person is living in dimyon, for that part of the day that you're living in dimyon, you don't exist b'chol. Ma'az enayra. A shocking picture. And the line that he says over here now is very important. B'tzad Adam habolak raseinu, you're walking down the street and you see a guy walking towards you. Next to him, I met this Dmus Adam. Next to him is standing a shadow. Shehi kemat hanigut hagomer l'Adam zeh. Next to him is standing a Dmus Adam, a shadow of the person, who's the exact opposite of the person who's going down the street. Hadmus hazois, he, this shadow, is Masha Adam Zemidam Aliyos, what this guy thinks he is. Not what he thinks he is, what he fantasizes he is. What the Mechaber of Alishur is saying over here is another result of living in Dimyon. One result of Dimyon is, as we said, we spoke last week, that's the tool that the Midas use. That's the tool that the Midas use to get you to act. They create the picture, they draw you in. The second thing that Dimyon does is that it's anti-seichel. That's what we saw at length last week from the Sfarnoi that he brought down, that the koyach hamachti against seichel is the koyach haDimyon. Now he's talking about a third result of Dimyon. And the third result of Dimyon applies to every person. Every person. And if you think it doesn't, then check yourself again. He says as follows. Hadmus hazeh, this shadow, is masha adam zeh midam aliyos. It's what the person thinks he is, or he dreams he is. Bitmuna hadmiyayne sha'ana yoytze me'asveinu, in the imaginary fantasy picture that we have of ourselves, nedorim kol likuye nafshenu, as missing all our chisreinus. That means we have a fantasy picture of ourselves. Again, because dimyon means a detachment from reality, because dimyon means a detachment from emes, so the dimyon can create a picture of ourselves which doesn't have any chisreinus. We're perfect. Ubim koimam mefias milus. The dimyon also has a koyach to, in place of your chisreinus, put milus. Va milus hanimtzois bonu. And the milas that we have, b'tmuna ha-dimyonis, hem ugdolos b'yalof. The, you know, they have on these computers, you can enlarge, take a tiny thing, enlarge it, it's big. The dimyon is a, before computers came out, you have a little bit of a mila, you learned Musa once last week, Erev Yom Kippur, 6 years ago. And you have to feel like a bar Musa, right? You feel like a schoshuv. That's p'yalof, that's 1,000, right? So, the dimyon has a gevaldik koyach, the chesreinus that you have, that they ignore. The few milas that you have, it enlarges. And then what? The yesh, and sometimes, milasenu nedaros afme metunazu. Our milas are missing from the picture. Kedimin eino ma'irichason. Your fantasy doesn't fit into the picture. The eino ma'irichason doesn't recognize them. Umailash einbon uklal, and milas that we don't have, mufiyas mukom. Now what happens with this shadow? So we have this shadow image of ourselves. Says the Rebbe, V'tmuna is dimyon ezois, and this imaginary picture that we have ourselves, einenu tzel hamalavis b'ayla v'sheket, he's not a quiet shadow. Oh no, he's not quiet at all. The dimyon dika picture which shadows us is not quiet at all. You know what he does? He does all your talking. Yesa guru, it's just the opposite. Ha'odam chai oimed b'tzel dimyon. A person lives in the shadow of his dimyon. Hatmuna hadimyonis hazois, his imaginary picture. He hamedaberes mitoch groinoi. That's what talks. When you say an opinion in a conversation, what says the opinion? Where you're holding, or what you want to be looked at like, because that's how you see yourself. He hamedaberes mitoch groinoi. He has a memes mizimoisov. He makes your plans. He hamechaveres maizen advarov. And that's what directs your actions. Dimyonenu, our imagination. Hu hamanegresanu. This is what directs us. I can give you 1,000 examples. How many times you're having a conversation with somebody, and you can take it either way. I don't know how you see it, how a person sees himself. Sometimes a person can see themselves as a tzaddik when he's not. A person can see themselves as a rasha when he's not. But let's say most of us see ourselves as tzaddikim. You're in a conversation, having a discussion about hashkofa or about a gvisa zach, and I'm not talking about a guy who's, there's two guys, there are fakers. Fakers are people who are sitting in a conversation and they want the shver to appreciate and think that they're a big, what do you call, so they say azach b'chavon and they're not holding that b'chal. That's fakers, we're not talking about fakers, we're anti emes. We're not talking about fakers, that's a faker. Yeah? We're talking about a guy who was er halzich adeh, there's a grisha tadik. Yeah? When I grisha mashmid, when I ba'musha. And every time a conversation comes up, he reacts like that, because he reacts the way a Bamusa should talk, and the way a Masma should talk. Right? And the guy's living in the shadow of his, he's living in the, you hear the Lashon the Rebbe said? You're living in the shadow of your dimyon. So your dimyon's talking, it's not you, you're not holding it. I have an example, I'm married, right? Your wife tells you to take out the garbage. So you have a picture of yourself as a big Masma. I don't have time, that's my first reaction. Right? You all get married one day, and your wife will all tell you to take out the garbage. And I hope you'll be a bigger master than I am. So many times, when I'm not holding and learning, right? On weekends, I say, from Thursday, 1 o'clock, Sunday, 1 o'clock, I'm off. Yeah, that's what we have, what you call it. That's what we don't say here Friday. Little golf, tennis, relax. So, well, we were signing. Yeah? What's the Shabbos? You come in for a few minutes, just to make the Eidl think you learn. So my tells you to take out the garbage, right? So I find myself many times about to say,
Maybe a bit of the Torah. You haven't opened the Sefer since Thursday afternoon, since 10 to 12, when you finished preparing for the Shia, right? So the Pshat is that your Dimyan is talking right away. You're going to be in this position many times where, and I'm not talking about Hasmada, I'm talking about guys learning, but you know how to damn master that you can't take the garbage out for 2 minutes. Take 2 minutes to go. No, so pick it up. You can think of learning on the way, by the way. Yeah? Chazar over all the cases of Panyas, Vinted, the Zavim, you know? He said, last month of Shabbos for those who came. How many cases? Are you 13. Okay. So two, you bring the garbage down, two, you bring it up. He has over 13 cases in Panyas Vinted Zav Yinoch. What? How many?
11.
Do 11 in the end? 11. What's it? 11. We'll argue about it after. Because there's some bochum here, not from the shir, we don't want to make them jealous. Yeah? Is the point is, and that's a stupid example where a person presents himself, right? Like every dimion of yourself. You're not the Baron Leibstein, you're not that big masvid over there that you can't take down the garbage. There's other bittul Torah that you do. So you can take down the garbage. You have to, but the world, you have an atiyah to present yourself like that. I give you hundreds and hundreds of examples, lakan, you're all going to go into Shaduchim. Some of you already went, so the ones who went already know what I'm talking about, and the ones who are going. You present yourself not according to what you are. You present yourself according to how you're medama yourself. It could be Milas, it could be Chesreinith. I can give so many examples, I'm not going to give any. Let's go find them. Oh. But Hamevin Yovin, that since everybody is living like this, everybody lives in the shadow of their demon, so what's wrong? So what's the end of the world? What's the end of the world? I mean, well, I know it's bothering you, right? So you present yourself as a little bit more of a Musa than you are. A little bit more of a Bentari than you are. A little bit more of a Master than you are. What's the problem, Taka, by the way? If the word is you're presenting yourself in a bad way, which is not true, you're really a tzaddik, but say it yourself. Or if you're presenting yourself more than what you are, what's the problem with that? What's wrong? Is it terrorist? Because it's sheker. It means you're detached from reality. And calls man a person who's living a life of sheker, so there can't be any real avodah Hashem. Of course not. That means you can't really work on davening if you have a hargosha that when you daven once a month, a long term essay, that's enough to fill up your dimin, that you're a big avodah Hashem and you're attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'dveikus g'dayla. Then afterwards a month can go by because you're living from that dimin. It gave you a good feeling and you have a feeling. I'm an avodah. I've seen many times a very bachurim over the years. You can have a bachur who comes twice a week to Seder. Twice a week at 10 o'clock. I'm not talking about twice a week on time. But you call him over, and you can ask, by the way, all the Magidi Shurim here, we discuss it sometimes. You call him over, and the Bach will say, last time he missed was before Slichas, it's already after Hanukkah. He comes 5 days a week on time every day. And he lives in that dimming. He lives in that feeling that everything's been said. And then you sit him down and you say to him, well, you know, Rebbe, you want to hear this week, you want to hear that week, you want to hear this week, you want to hear that week, you want to hear that week. In this week, you don't know. Yeah, but. And we're all like that, by the way. If a person would take a notebook every day and write down everything he does, good and bad, and you would have an x-ray or a map or a picture of how we look be'etzim, Silo, by the way, sometimes we have very bad feelings about ourselves, which are shtusim, we're really much better than the dimyan that we have ourselves. It goes both ways, by the way. A person's depressed, and there's really no reason for it. I talk to Bochum about that also. Sometimes Bochum are depressed. We are more, occasionally. You hear? Bochum is depressed. He said, I say, what are you depressed about? So he says, oy vey, you should know what's tutsakda. Do what's tutsakda. And then you find out that if the bach is a gewaldig bach, he learns, he davens, he works on Musar, and he slipped 3 months ago on some kleine zach, and he already has a picture of himself that is, Bilom Bayam is a tzaddik. And he's walking around all depressed, and he has a rida, and that's a divian. Every bachim have that also. Adults also do have that. So he's living in the shadow of his divian. And likewise, the other way around. The root of it all is that you're living a life of shekhar, so you can't do any real work. You can't fix up your davening, you can't fix up your learning if the reality that you have in your head is a dimyon. Haraitzel ha'akir atzmoi. Somebody wants to get in touch with himself. Yosim leiv, he should pay attention. L'tzel dimyoni zeh ha'milaveyu. You should pay attention that walking along with you, always, is a fantasy shadow who's accompanying you. And he should try to see what you are. Rabbeinu Hagaon b'Sol Salam Takayis b'Geras Hamosa. This is the letter I quoted to you before. Quote: Ha'adam Asur b'Muskali. Very important quote over here. One of the most famous lines in Musa. Listen carefully. Ha'adam asar b'muskali. Your muskul, your seichel, ties you down. It limits you. You're blocked up. The seichel has very severe limitation. Again, this is the first letter we saw Salanta, the famous Geras HaMusa, when he started the Tenuas HaMusa, this is what he wrote. Ha'adam asar b'muskali. This is the Aleph Beis of Musa. In your seichel, you're tied down. You're asar. V'chafshi b'dimyaynoi. Your dimyan has no limitations. You're free. Therefore, your fantasy world leads you hefkeros, shoyvev means careless, hefkeros, bederech leiv, ritzoinoi, to follow your heart. Bal yechas mea osir havadai, it tells you not to be afraid from the vadai future, ace, when the time will come, yifkoi Hashem akom ufol, Hashem is going to pay back for everything. Ubishvotim koshim yivosir, and you're going to get very painful punishment. A strange person is not the one who's going to get trapped in the punishment because of you. It's going to be you. You're going to pay the bill for your chatom. It's the same person. We saw Solanta had a little sense of humor. He said, you know, the person who does the aveira and the person who gets punished is the same person. Morhu is very bitter. The person says, okay, that's it. I'll be able to handle the punishment afterwards. Rabbi Sosa Lantov here has been megala to us another catastrophe that Dimian plays. Explains the Mechaber. Moine Rabbeinu Bazeh, Rabbi Sosa Lantov, Rabbeinu, is counting out over here as kol ha'etchamkuyot, all the escape mechanisms, all the excuses sha'adimian mounts ilana. Watch this. Watch how many excuses the Dimian, who, as we said, is not tied down to any logical limitations, can come up with. One, ki'ilu ein mishpat. There's no judgment b'chlal. Im yesh mishpat, ein o'einish chamorim kokach. The punishments aren't so severe. Im afilu o'einish chamor, even if the o'einish is hu achayte lo yanish, it's not me. Ki'ilu achen nizim b'kav, you look at it as a third person. Vim afilu hu ba'atma yi anash, even if you're the one who's guilty. Va'anidan hu margiya atma, you calm yourself down, you say, shebechol life and yuchol lizbros is how I'll be able to take the pain. Harei, Rabbi Sol Zalanda is teaching us, Bitzad HaRishon Lekras Yerushet, in the first step towards Yerushet, Ma'akim HaDimion Es Machshova HaYishara, the Dimion twists Glata Machshova, Umata Oysa B'derech Lev Ritzaynoi. It bends, that means the Dimion has the ability, because it's Chavshi, it has the ability to bend the Metzias, to take, so again, when we do Averis, this is how we do Averis, by the way, think for a second, why do you do it there? Why are you doing avera? The seichel is also. The seichel says, don't do it. You're rebelling against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're going to get punishment. So how do we do averas? Think something very deep now. There's something very, very, very deep here. How do we do averas? We do averas because we say to ourselves all types of excuses. I need it. It will be okay. Kodesh Baruch Hu will have rachmanas on me. He knows that I'm an einis. He knows that I need it. Etc, etc, etc. That's all dimin. Right? That's all dimin. The reason why we don't want to do it is because none of us are moirid in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, correct? So anything else that we do besides direct rebellion is dimin. We are all under the umbrella of this whole list that Rishon Salanta says. That's how we do chet. We do chet because of dimin. So the Mechaber over here is teaching us another catastrophe that comes as a result of living in dimyon. If a person doesn't train himself to live totally b'seichel, live totally reality, so, and he trains himself to live in dimyon, so he has no mechanism to fight to have yiras chet. Because the first step towards yiras chet is living with the reality of what a chet means, what a kodesh baruch hu means. Quote Rabbi Sol Salanta, one more quote. Oy l'dimyon. Woe is it to dimyon. Oyev hara l'zeh. This bitter enemy. Miyadeinuhu. We have the power. B'kochenu l'achiko. We can push him away. How? B'titnoi oizin kasheves el ha-seichel. If we would just turn our ear, an open listening ear to seichel. L'haska advahemes. Oy says in Yisrael, Uma nasa, but what should we do? Ha-dimyon nachal sheitif. The Dimyon is a rushing, rapid river. Vaseichel Yitzva, and the Seichel drowns. So we saw Solanter, when he opened up the Tnuas HaMusar, what was his opening shot? His opening shot was that there's a battle between Dimyon and Seichel. Seichel is drowning in the rushing, running waters of Dimyon. The Dimyon runs. The Dimyon says everything is okay. The Dimyon twists and sees. The Dimyon changes reality. Whether it's Negeh to Yerushchet, whether it's Negeh to Midas, whether it's Negeh to anything that's going on. The Dimyon has no problem. It runs. The Seichel is like a man drowning in a rushing river. That's how powerful the Koyach of Dimyon is. And if Rabbi Yisrael Salanta opened up the Tnuas HaMusar with a Zal letter, that means he understood that in the practical battle, on the day-to-day battle of a person for Shleimus, this is where the battle is. On a practical level, the battle between a person's Seichel and a person's Dimyon. And a person who doesn't strengthen his Dimyon, so his Midas are going to be out of control, because the Dimyon's out of control. When the Dimyon's out of control, the Midas are freilich. Because the Dimyon is constantly thinking of things which you want, and then you're a lost case. If a person is busy in Dimyon, he can't learn Torah. When a person is in Dimyon, he can't fix himself because he's living in the shadow of his Dimyon. And when a person is in Dimyon, a person can have Yerushchet. Now every person, everyone who's sitting here, all of us together, we have a Hechetim to fight it. Although the Dimyon is Nachal Shreitif, every soul wrote. It's a running river. It means you don't have to make an effort to make a Dimyon. Dimyon is there. Nachal Shreitif means it's running the whole time. The movies run the whole time, non-stop. It's better, more than Elal. Elal is only a few hours, I think, right? This is the whole time. It runs 24 hours a day. You get up, you go to sleep, you're Milosh Mon Esrei, even in Milosh Mon Esrei, you're in the middle of learning. The movies run, the screen runs the whole day, and it's non-stop, hundreds of movies, and they're all at one time. It's multi-screen, by the way. We don't see one thing at a time. We see 10 movies all at one time. And it runs the whole time. The damages are in front of us. So any time a person fights Dimyon, that means if you fight it for 5 minutes a day, you're walking down the street, you have a choice. You can fantasize about what's for lunch, or what's for supper, or what was, and what happened at home, or what's this one doing, what that one doing, or you can think I'm learning. So besides the inyan of Talmud Torah, which is not our topic now, but every bang that a person gives to the Dimyon is strengthening his Koyach HaSeichel, is strengthening his connection to reality, is strengthening his Metzias Be'etzem. And you should know that you can build up from 5 minutes to 5 minutes. I've spoken over the years to Anoshim Gedolim. I once spoke to an Adam Godel. I asked him, I was a little bit of a chutz with a guy, I was a young guy, and I asked him, I was very young, and he wasn't an Adam Godel then, but he was on his way to becoming one. He was in his early years, and he was already something extraordinary, and I once asked him how he became what he was. And he told me that since he remembers himself, he never thought of anything besides a Seichel de Gezach. So it's a hard thing to do. It's almost impossible to do. I'm talking about somebody's other goal. But if a person wants to become something big, we're not talking about having feelings. I have to stress, because I'm going to get questions on that. Are you allowed to have emotions? Are you allowed to have feelings? For sure. I'm talking about fantasy. Okay, you hear the difference? A person who wants to become an Adam Godel, wants to become Dovok in Emes, wants to become Dovok in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we also learn to define that's where the battle is. Our component, this is the awesome power of Dimyon. We're almost finished. We'll finish it off next week.